Virgin Radio HQ to the U. Chris Fade.
So I've rocked up to work just in my underwear.
Pretty Malik.
Don't listen to Chris.
And Big Rossi.
Want more food, yes.
Just stop.
The biggest prizes.
You just won! €50,000!
With the biggest stars.
Bassem Youssef.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Yo, what up? This is Usher and I'm rocking with Chris Fade. Yeah, man.
And the biggest hits.
Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Let's get it.
Well, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the UAE. Good morning. It's a Monday.
Good morning.
It's a Monday morning at 6:01. Oh, man. And it ain't like an ordinary show. 7:30 this morning. Oh, we announce it. We announce this little secret that we got. We announce what we want to be able to share with you as well. Dubai gives back right here, Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. I can't wait. Good morning, Pretty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rossi.
Hello there.
Good morning, Nala.
She's not there.
Oh, she's not here.
No.
Oh, what? Is she on holiday still?
Tomorrow she'll be back.
Oh, what? What's a Monday? What are you doing? What's going on? It's the biggest show of the... One of the biggest shows of the history of the show.
Stop doing that.
What?
She's going to lose this day. She has to take the day off.
James would have given it to her. Bassem is now calling me because I've asked her to... Hold on. Hi.
This is your fault.
Hi. I'm trying to open your car, but...
I know. I gave instructions.
You did.
On the radio, Bassem. So, okay, let me do this.
Oh.
So,
okay.
So you've unclicked the key, right? Like the unlock button, yeah?
I did.
Okay, so then underneath, you know those little black things that you see underneath the door? You feel it? The rubber?
The rubber on the door. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so press it.
No, that's the window. Oh, my God.
No, that means it's opened a little bit, which is right. Now, keep your finger pressed on it and lift it really high up. Hard.
Okay.
Hard.
Okay.
Did the door open?
Yeah, it did.
Okay, awesome. And then
I was doing it the wrong way.
Oh, I'm glad. All right, well,
take it for a spin, Basma.
No, you can if you want. All right, thanks, Basma. I'll see you soon.
See you. Bye.
Bye. So, what's happened?
What's happened, Kristen?
He soiled
himself.
I made a beautiful coffee.
We'll see.
I made a beautiful coffee this morning and put it in a paper cup.
Yes.
I rock up to work to our front door here.
Yeah.
And I'm just buzzing.
Yeah.
We got an access card, so I press the access beep. The entire bottom of my coffee cup, the bottom of it, has just disintegrated. The entire 500 mils of coffee has just poured straight onto my shirt, my jeans, and the ground.
Gosh.
Well, how did that happen?
I don't know. It must have been a weak cup.
Faulty cup.
The whole cup bottom just collapsed all on me. Thankfully, it wasn't too hot.
Now, wait, there's a question.
Mm.
Did you manage to get a sip of your coffee before it happened?
I didn't even have a sip. Which was like, no, I needed that. I needed that liquid gold in me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get a coffee. I'm going to change a shirt. Bustin's got, I've got a spare shirt in the car. So Bustin went down to go get that kindly enough. So guys, listen, it's huge. 7:30 this morning. That's all I want to tell you. You don't want to miss it. All right. 7:30 this morning. You don't want to miss it. All right. We are doing something huge right here on the Chris Fade Show, Virgin Radio. Don't miss it. Can you help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio?
Yeah.
Can you do that? 04871-5544. Be our first caller and help us choose the next song that gets played.
Pick my hits.
Hello, Barry. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a Monday. We've got this big announcement on at 7:30. I'm happy. What's going on with you?
Everything is going well.
What are you up to, Barry? What do you do?
I'm very happy to talk to you.
Aww.
I really like your show. I love your show. I love all your crew. I always listen to your program.
Thank you, Barry.
So
we love that. Thanks so much. Means a lot to us. Means a lot. Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah. Actually, now, currently, I'm doing a taxi job. I'm lady driver. Taxi at the airport.
You're a lady driver. I love that.
I love the pink
that.
Ones, maybe.
Yeah, have you got the pink one here?
Yeah.
There you go. That's good on you. Pretty in pink, they say. Pretty in pink. Okay. So we appreciate you having your ears on this show. Now, we have to choose a song on the radio. Pretty's going to select one, Nala, Rossi, or myself, then you choose the one. Is that cool?
Okay.
All right, yeah. So we're gonna give this a go right now. Let's see how we go. Nala, who is not here today for some reason, she's going to go first. Nala, what would you like? Hey,
terrible.
Eminem, Lose Yourself, option number one. All right, Pretty, your option number two.
Barry, I know you're going to love singing along to this. It's Justin Bieber, Baby.
Thank you, Rossi.
Barry, it's kind of hard being an Everton fan. It was this season. But this song makes me love Everton again. Times like these.
It's times like these. Learn. Again.
We're staying up.
It's times like these. You give and give again. It's times like these. You learn to love.
All right.
Again.
Barry, I love that you listen to this show and you love it. And I appreciate you. Thank you. I want Guns N' Roses. This is an old school song. Sweet Child of Mine. It's all about that intro as well. Can we play the intro, please? Thank you. What a tune. Barry, you got four songs. Which one do you want to choose?
Okay, I'll choose the one, Justin Bieber, because I love Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I figured.
Oh, yay! Oh, thank you!
It's Virgin. Go. Pretty so happy because she got 2 points now. Go ahead.
Nala has 2 points. Rossi, zero. I'm on six. Chris, you're on eight.
Zero. Wow.
Yeah, because you choose, like, no one's going to choose that song.
I mean, proper, like, good people with good taste will.
Oh, so you're calling Barry someone that's not a proper good person?
Well, she chose Justin Bieber, Baby.
So which is now a classic.
Hold on. You're saying she's not a good person. Just confirm that.
No, I'm not saying
so. Okay, so then take back what you said.
Take it back.
What
you said a proper good person would choose it.
A good person with good taste of music. Yeah.
Yes, a good person and good taste of
music.
She's
a good person.
Just doesn't have good taste in music, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. If she's choosing Justin Bieber, Baby.
I think Barry's got a great taste.
I'm sorry, but I think we can all agree that Justin Bieber, Baby is now a classic song that everyone loves.
No, I don't think. No, it's a classic song. I don't think everybody loves it.
Probably.
I don't think that happens.
We got to give, you know, Justin Bieber his flowers like that now. Is going to be an iconic song forever.
Don't give a guy flowers.
Why? Men like flowers.
No. I don't think there'd be many men that would, like, appreciate flowers.
That's not nice.
When anyone gives me flowers, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Pretty, you want some flowers?
Your dad likes flowers. He's a
yeah?
Man.
Yep. In the house as decoration.
Mm.
You know? Hi, good morning.
What a chaotic conversation.
For a Monday, it's April 29th. How many days in this month?
30.
Okay, cool. So we got today's what? Second last day of April. It's a big day as well because here on Virgin Radio, we are giving back, and it is the biggest giveaway we've ever done in the history of Virgin Radio Dubai. I want to say the history of all Virgin Radios across the world.
Yeah.
I want to say the biggest giveaway on radio in the Middle East, possibly in the world.
Yeah, I think we can put our stamp on that.
7:30 this morning, we'll give you that announcement. Will has just joined us on the show. Will's called through. Hi, Will.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, mate. What's up?
Nothing. Can we still play Sweet Child of Mine, please? I was kind of looking forward for it.
Mate, no, we can't. It wasn't picked. So tomorrow, if you get through to the Morning Screamer, pick my hit segment. Maybe we can play it. But yeah, I know what you mean, Will. How good of that? Like, imagine that song at this time on a Monday morning.
Here we go.
You know, just that guitar, like, just
it's overplayed. Yeah, it's like on all the time.
We play it like once a year when I select it.
Yeah,
it's in life, it's overplayed.
Please, Will, what are you up to, man?
I'm going to work early Monday morning.
Hey, 7:30, we've got this big announcement, okay?
Yeah, sure.
What do you think it is?
No clue.
All right, we'll find out 7:30 this morning, all right? What's wrong, Russ?
You're need to answer this phone. He's trying to call me three times.
Who is?
Insta Shop. Hello?
Rossi was wanting me to get off the phone.
Yeah, tell me. What's so important, my friend? Can you tell me?
Your delivery is here.
Don't be rude.
Yeah, you're so rude. Rossi's rude to delivery drivers all the time.
You're just being so rude.
But hold on.
You're here.
I'm in the middle of a radio show.
And he's like...
He's waving me to finish the break. I thought like maybe James was calling or someone was calling.
You can leave on reception.
It's his Insta Shop.
And he's big. He's like,
it's for the show, guys.
We're not doing. What have you got for Insta Shop for the show today? The scales?
No.
What?
Kit Kats and ketchup.
We're not doing any stunts today. We've got a show.
It's a little stunt, not a big thing.
You can do that.
We need to do other content.
Oh my gosh, he's so frustrating, and it's just a Monday morning, and we're 18 minutes into the show. He mustn't have slept.
He's been a little moody.
Yeah, you can tell. Like, what happened yesterday? What have you done? Did you stay up and watch football or something? What happened?
No.
Go outside. Walk back in different, Rossi.
Bye.
Bye. But walk back in differently. Come on. All right, he's going to...
He
needs a restart.
Shake it off.
All
come
right.
back.
Now come back.
Come back.
He's walked off. He's not coming back.
I love it.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All the goss. What have you got?
Zendaya's new movie, Challengers, came out this weekend, doing well at the box office, but the audience reaction is a bit more mixed. Rotten Tomatoes gave it an 88% from the critics, which is pretty amazing. The audience score is 77%. So
I don't believe Rotten Tomatoes. I've watched movies on those things
really?
That have got really low scale like scores, and I've enjoyed them. So I think everyone has their own opinion on a movie.
Rotten Tomatoes has the two scores, so they have the critic score and then the audience score. But I'm pretty much always with Rotten Tomatoes.
That's good. I'm not.
Okay. It looks like NSYNC fans may get that tour after all. Sources say two major tour promoters are currently bidding on a possible stadium tour.
With Justin Timberlake?
NSYNC, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, NSYNC. So apparently both Live Nation and AEG reached out to the boys and said, hey, if you're thinking about it, we'd be down to help you facilitate a stadium tour. So this could be happening. Let's see.
That would sell out so quickly.
Yeah, it would.
I reckon there'd be a guest appearance from Nelly as well, because they did a song together.
Mm-hmm. They'd girlfriend.
Have,
yeah,
they'd
be
have loads in like different cities, I think. They'd have someone out every night.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling made a surprise appearance during a stunt show at Universal Studios. This is so cool. He stopped by the Waterworld stunt show to help support his new movie, The Fall Guy, where he plays a stuntman, right?
Oh, I love that show. If you've never seen that show at Universal Studios, it's so good.
So he comes out in the middle of this stunt show, and of course they made a few jokes.
This is not what you think it is. This is live. You can't hide behind that Deadpool costume out here. Just saying.
Well, first of all, I wasn't in Deadpool.
Yeah, wrong Ryan.
Good on him. And finally,
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce made a big appearance at a charity gala in Las Vegas this weekend. Last minute, Travis jumped on stage to announce that he and Taylor Swift wanted to contribute with 4 tickets to Eras Tour shows in Miami, Indianapolis, and New Orleans. And he referred to Taylor as a significant other. The bid started at $5,000 and it ended at
$65,000.
More.
How much?
$80,000.
Wow. Will you get to meet Taylor?
No, it's just tickets to the tour.
Just tickets to the show. Some guy, I mean, it's good
because... It's for charity.
It's for charity, so it goes to a good cause, but still, $80,000?
Yeah, insane, right?
That's like $500,000 nearly.
Yes, crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 4 tickets.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
So is it because we've got a very big special day today that you're a little bit, like, sort of all over the place, Ross, or did something happen over the weekend? Like, what is it?
One of my mates died.
Oh, my God.
That wasn't very nice.
Don't say that.
Well, I don't know how he died yet.
I'm so sorry, Rossi.
But, that wasn't very good yesterday when I received that news.
Has it rattled you a bit?
Not really, yeah. Well, no, because, like, he used to call me, like, when he was when I was on the show, and like sometimes I wouldn't answer the phone because I was like on the radio and stuff, and I sort of regret doing that. Not
so what type of friend was he like? Where did you meet him?
Well, just like when we were working together, like in Corfu and ski resorts and stuff. So,
what was his name?
Alex.
And you don't know how he passed?
No.
Your age?
There's a post mortem happening or something, so I'll find out like
that's
this
sad.
Week.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Rossi. That's all right. Terrible.
He's like lived with us for a bit as well, back at home with my mum and dad and that.
Why was he? Was he like a loner?
He like I think he had like some problems with drinks and stuff like that. And he didn't have very good luck, and then like he had three kids and his wife wouldn't let him see the kids, and I don't know, maybe.
You're trying to work out why he passed it. Maybe it was self. Maybe.
Yeah, hope not. Like, but yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, mate. All right.
But yeah, it just ruined me day yesterday.
Life is short. Yeah. Life is short, man. Life is short,
isn't
it?
Makes you realise, because like, you think you're young like us, you know, but then people start dying. It's a bit mad. But yeah.
Well, if you need a moment to like...
No, I'm all right. Yeah, I'm fine. But yesterday was a bit sad, but I'm okay. Mm. He wouldn't want, you know, people to be sad, so it's okay.
Oh, Rossi.
Where are you laughing at? Why is he laughing?
I'm not laughing at all.
Did you laugh? What's wrong with you?
I'm not laughing.
Go give Rossi a hug.
I can give him a hug. I've got no issue.
I'm fine. Don't need your hugs.
No, it's because like I said, like, you know, why are you all over the place today? Da da da. You know, and then he's turned it like it's real. You know, what I mean? Like, well, it was a real
thing. I mean, he's being vulnerable.
I'm glad he shared that with us.
Yeah.
Well, he put it on Instagram. I realized I did see that. I did see that yesterday. I should have commented when you went.
Yeah, his mum sent me a message telling me, but
there's nothing.
He was
worse.
Like, I don't know, like he was. I don't if he has done the unthinkable. It's weird because he was like. In such a good place. He was going traveling a bit. He was like doing stand-up comedy. And when he sent me his stuff, I was like, oh, what are you doing? But he started really enjoying it. And then he was doing gigs and stuff. And then this happens. But
yeah, well, let's see.
I only sent him a message on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
He didn't reply to me. So.
Oh, I hate that. That's happened to me where I've sent messages to somebody and then they never replied and I realized they passed away.
But like, yeah. It, you know, people seem so happy on the outside, but they're not. You know?
Well, that's what mental health is all about. Like, you got to always check in on each other because some people are really good at hiding how they really feel, and they go into the workplace every single day and they, hi, but deep down inside they could be suffering. They have those, like, inner demons.
Yeah, I always look at, like, Chester from Linkin Park, that last video of him playing Bean Boozled with his kids looking so happy, and then...
Supposedly a few days later he took his life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You never know. So, check on one another. We're here for you. We're here for you if you're listening to this show. We're here for you, Rossi, if you need anything this week, okay?
And, just want to send my thoughts to all of his family. So this is for you, Alex, the show today. So you'd love to be listening.
All right. May you rest in peace. Here's the Black Eyed Peas, J Balvin and Ritmo on Virgin Radio.
Can you not choose a better song?
Well, I mean, I didn't know this was coming up. I would have chosen a better song.
Oh, gosh.
It was either this or Eminem, Lose Yourself. I'm not doing that.
No.
Hey, let's go. Hit me with a free. Money.
Quiz. The Chris Faye shows. 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz?
Pop on Virgin Radio. Powered by Rack Bank.
Let's get it.
Oh, man. Phones are ringing nonstop. Everyone trying to get through. Ziad. Hello to you. You met Rossi out on the beach on the weekend there. You met those boys.
All those kids. Say hello to them all quickly.
You were telling me that they were saying that you were making them say that they like you better. Is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
See, that's what Rossi does when he meets you. I like it. Ziad and the team, what up, guys? Hope you guys are all good. Hey, 10,000 dirhams cash. Maybe you guys want it. The pop quiz is on right now with Rack Bank.
You can open a Rack Bank account digitally in minutes and earn 5% welcome bonus interest for the first 3 months. This promo is valid until tomorrow.
Whoa, get on it.
So get on it.
That's free money right there, guys. Yes. 5%, that's free money. Talking about free money, we are on right now with Aisha.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning on a Monday. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Great. Thank you. How are you guys?
Can't complain. We've got this big announcement coming up in like 20 minutes at 7:30. We can't wait to share it. We really can't.
I can't wait to hear it. Oh, I'm good. Actually going to go into work like 10 minutes late just so I can hear it.
Oh, good. Well, thanks for hanging out with us even longer. What do you do, Aisha?
Yeah, no. I'm a nursery teacher in Dubai.
Oh, that's so cute. So what, you got like the real young ones, right?
The three-year-olds, yeah.
How are they? 3-year-olds, I'm trying to remember. They're still wearing nappies, aren't they?
Some of them are potty training, but there are some who are still in nappies. Yeah.
Would you prefer them in or out of nappies? Like, what do you? Because the ones out of nappies who are potty training, they're probably still missing sometimes.
Oh,
they're like my mess, Aisha. I did it in my pants.
It's okay. It's in between when they're potty training is where all the accidents happen.
That's where all the action is, right?
I did it again.
You know they say what you're meant to do, and I've been doing it. Start changing the nappy of a baby in the toilet area so they associate that with going to the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
There we go.
Little fact for you.
All right, Aisha. Would you like it? Here we go. 10K could be yours right now with Rack Bank. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Playing for 10,000 dirhams cash. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. Who sings the songs Dance Monkey and Fly Away?
Pass.
Which superhero franchise has the most movies?
Marvel.
What color hair does Ed Sheeran have?
Orange.
Which actor played Patrick Bateman in the American Psycho?
Pass.
Havana is the capital of which country?
Pass.
True or false, Sean Connery turned down the role in The Matrix?
Say again?
True or false, Sean Connery turned down a role in The Matrix?
Pass.
Just true or false?
Oh, sorry, true.
Which actor played Captain Miller in Saving Private Ryan?
Tom Hanks.
What sport is Lewis Hamilton associated with?
Basketball.
What actor played Nick Fury in the Marvel films?
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, time's up. 400 dirhams or yours. Congratulations.
Woo! All right, thank you.
Not bad. Not bad for a Monday. Yeah. What did you get wrong? One of the biggest songs in the world was Dance Monkey. It was sung by Australian Tones and I. Tones and I. Christian Bale played Patrick Bateman. Cuba. Havana is the capital of that country.
Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton, F1 driver. Motocross, no. Motocar, no. And Samuel L. Jackson plays Nick Fury. That's all we got up to.
That was his name.
Yeah. Not a bad one there for you, though. Go enjoy 400 for a Monday morning. Thanks for listening as well, okay?
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Thanks so much. There it is, Aisha. The pop quiz returns tomorrow. 7:10. All right. We are 17 minutes away. I've got the countdown on. 17 minutes away from the biggest giveaway we've ever done in the history of Virgin Radio. Hang out with us. It's the Chris Fade Show. Michelle, you are hearing all this as well, right?
Yes, Chris, absolutely. Oh, my God. I have to wake up so early because I need to go to my car, but before 7:30. I'm so excited for your surprises, Chris.
Oh, we can't wait to share it with you, Shell. All right, Michelle, it's coming up 7:30. All right, so listen, I'll tell you what's going to play out right now. We've got some commercials.
Yeah.
I'll come back and play one song.
Uh-huh.
And then we reveal all. What?
Like, turn the mics off quickly and just tell me what.
No. You're going to find out with everybody else.
Why? Like, I'm...
Because you give away the secrets. You give away the secrets.
Like, I can be trusted.
All right, you give away the secrets.
I can be trusted.
No, you don't. Not allowed, Ross.
Are you just...
But you'll love it. You'll love it.
Jose is on with us. Hi, Jose.
Hey.
What up, man?
I'm super excited about this.
It's coming on. I'm about to do it, Jose. I'm about to tell you guys what's going on.
Countdown begins.
Countdown has begun since like Friday. We're about to get this done. I cannot wait. All right.
Jenny, the video girl, do you know what's going on?
sorry.
No.
He says video girl like
sorry.
That. Sorry.
Sorry, Jenny.
Hussam is already on hold, ready to go. Abud, you are excited, ready to do this as well?
Yes.
All right, Abud. Well, it's 7:28, guys. Should I just do it?
We did say 7:30.
Hmm.
Why am I getting so nervous?
I know, I'm nervous.
Well, I don't think I've ever been this nervous about an announcement ever.
I'm super nervous. I'm ready to do this. Okay, we're on. Let's have some fun with this. Yeah, let's have some fun with this.
Go on, then.
Because guys, in our radio career, we will rarely ever be able to do what we're about to do.
Agreed.
Okay, so welcome to Virgin Radio 104.4. Welcome to the station that started 16 years ago, right here in the city of Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember pressing play. There was a play button. There was a button that we had to press to launch Virgin Radio 104.4 in the UAE.
Right.
And I remember being in this old office in Al Maktoum studios down there. And I remember sitting there and going, bing, and then it came on, Virgin Radio. Now, in those 16 years, we've created such amazing memories, and we've gone together. We've gone through so many ups and downs in life. You know, I remember talking about the Burj Khalifa being open.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when JBR became JBR. I remember opening...
The Metro.
The Metro was for the first time going down when we announced that we had one expo. There's been so many amazing moments that we have shared together. And as I said, it's ups and downs. In the low moments of COVID, we were there for one another. The low moments of the floods that we just went through, we were there for one another. And that's where it brings us to today. Here we are at 7:30 on April 29th. And here on Virgin Radio 104.4, it's time for us to be able to do the biggest thing we have ever done in the history of the station. Less than 10 days ago, the UAE suffered. We went through the biggest floods that we have ever experienced. We had more than 2 years of rain in 24 hours. And in that, homes were lost, businesses shut down, and an estimated 50,000 cars were lost.
Wow.
But it didn't stop us. We came together to help each other out. And we all supported each other. And till today, we're all still supporting each other to make sure that we're all back up on our feet. And here on Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show, we are here to give back. Here it is, your announcement. We at Virgin Radio are planning to give away 10 brand new cars to people that need it. Now, we planned for 10. And then our very good friends at Al Habtul Motors said, hey, you're doing 10?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do 10.
That's right.
So we here on Virgin Radio 104.4 are giving back to you, the UAE, for people that lost their cars, for people that cannot afford to get back up on the road.
Mm-hmm.
We are giving away 20. Brand new cars.
Dubai gives back on Virgin Radio
in partnership with Al Habtul Motors.
Welcome to Dubai Gives Back.
Yes!
Right here on Virgin Radio 104.4. That is it. Whoa. 20 brand new cars. Can you believe it? 20 brand new cars. Did you lose your car? I lost mine. I can afford to get another one. I'm all right.
Mm.
But there are people, individuals here in this country, maybe a mother, maybe a father, maybe a single, maybe a newly married couple, who can't afford to get their car back on the road. And their car is what gives them the ability to work,
yep,
to bring income for their kids, to be able to put a roof over someone's head. We are looking for people that can't afford to get their car back on the road, and we want to give you a brand new car. Literally, that's all it is.
Yeah.
20 cars though, guys. These are beautiful looking vehicles as well.
And this includes registration, insurance, and everything you need to get back on the road.
Thank you to Al Habtul Motors for coming along to this party, man. That is so generous of you. Al Habtul Motors, thank you so much. here at ARN, Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. This is going to be the biggest thing that we've ever done. It's the give back. It's Dubai Gives Back, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
We help one another out. So how do you win? And I don't even want to use that word win. How do you get this car? You go to virginradiodubai.com right now.
Yeah.
Go to virginradiodubai.com right now and upload your story.
Tell us
what's going on.
Exactly. Tell us your story. What happened to your car? Where you are, where you live, everything that we need to know. And hopefully you could be driving off with a brand new car.
And remember, guys, like, if you could afford to get that car back on the road that you lost in the flood, go and do that. We really want to help people that don't have that cash.
Exactly.
All right, that don't have that cash to do so. So this is, as I said, a lot of you calling up right now wanting to, like, sort of tell us that you lost your car. Like, Mason, you lost your car right in the floods, right?
Actually, it's not me. It's my partner.
Okay, so it's your family car.
So can your partner afford to get the car back up and running, or are they in some trouble right now?
We checked with the garage, and they said it's gone to waste. The only thing is, and this is why I'm trying this for him, it's because he landed it to a friend, and then when that happened, it was with his friend in Fujairah. Otherwise, if it was with him, he would have been good.
See, there's so many stories about people losing cars. Mason, I see. I've got like 11 other people on the phone right now saying, hey, I lost my car. Guys, go to virginradiodubai.com. Upload your story. Remember, we really want to give back to people that need it.
Yeah.
All right? Like, if you tell me you lost your brand new Range Rover, I'm going to be like, son, go and get yourself a brand new car. Yes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. This is for those who really, really need the help. Wow. Cannot survive without that car.
So this is what we do here on Virgin Radio, right? Virgin Radio 104.4, spread the word. If you know someone, or it could be you, that lost their car in those floods, and you need some help to get back up on your feet, come to us. Go to virginradiodubai.com.
The UAE experienced its heaviest rainfall on record.
People were stuck everywhere.
Have we seen the worst of it?
April 16th.
Stay safe.
2 years of rain fell in one day.
Stay home.
With 50,000 flooded cars across the Emirates.
My heart is really pounding.
I was crying in my car.
Everything is gone.
We've got 20 brand new cars ready to hand over to people who really need them,
including registration, insurance, and everything you need to get back on the road.
We want to help those who need it the most.
Dubai gives back on Virgin Radio
in partnership with Al Haptor Motors.
Up front, you've heard this up front. It's making you feel happy.
Oh yes, a lot happy, a lot proud. I mean, I really did not expect the Monday morning to be filled up with happy tears.
Aww.
Oh, we're glad. Nice. We're glad you got us on. We're glad that we can make you feel happy. For many of us, we don't need a brand new car, but you're gonna hear people getting happy. It's gonna make you happy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Abud, you heard all this, man. You feel good hearing it all?
Yes, really, yes.
That's amazing, bro.
I'm actually glad that you didn't tell me, you know, because I probably would have definitely given it away.
Yeah, yes, 100% you would have said
yeah,
it.
I couldn't help myself.
Our first car we give away tomorrow morning, 7:30. Tomorrow morning, 7:30. 20 brand new cars.
Dubai gives back on Virgin Radio
in partnership with Al Haptor Motors.
Yeah, live on the Chris Fade Show. Good morning. Did you miss it? 7:30, that huge announcement. The biggest announcement we've ever done in the history of Virgin Radio. The history of this network, I'd say. I know radio stations around the Middle East and around the world are tuning in. Hi, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. As you are on the way to work or school, we announced 20 brand new cars. Yes, you heard me right. 20 brand new cars we're giving away. But we're not giving it away to just to anybody.
Yes.
The floods that we went through about 10 days ago affected so many of us. Mm-hmm. And many of us lost our cars. And we know that there are people in this country, because we've all heard the stories, that they've lost their car and they they don't have the cash to get back up on the road. Maybe they didn't have the right insurance. Maybe their insurance is not giving them what they deserve.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's so many people who have put together money over years and years and years to get that one car.
Yeah.
And now it's gone.
So we want to give 20 brand new cars away. Miriam, when you heard this, how did it make you feel, Miriam?
Well, honestly, I feel really great. Such an amazing initiative. Because if you give back cash, you can't guarantee it's going to be spent in the right way.
That's right.
But that's giving back the car. That's an amazing initiative. And 20 cars, that's really great.
I know. I feel like we're going to have that Oprah moment. You yes. get a car. Yes. You get a car. Yes. You get a car.
I know.
Yes. It's, exactly. I'm going to listen to the radio every day just to, you know, capture this happiness.
That's
and
so cool.
And I hope to see people will really apply as, like, people who really need this.
Yeah.
They will. They will. And you know what, Miriam, like, as we said, like, we want to give it to people that really deserve the cars, that really need the car, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, I think we're going to be changing some lives here on Virgin Radio, and we're going to be giving away a couple of cars every single day. If you're interested and you believe that you tick the boxes, which is you've lost your car in the floods, and you can't, you don't have the money to get your car back up and running right now.
Go to virginradiodubai.com and tell us your story.
Tell us your story. And we're going to really ask you, like, we're not, you know, because when you do things like this, there are some people that are probably just trying to get a free car out of it.
Yeah.
We're going to investigate.
Background right? checks we
will,
galore.
Yeah, no, we will. And I think
that's
we're allowed to do so because, you know, these 20 cars. So what ended up happening, we got 10 here at Virgin. And then Al Hub Tour Motors heard about this and said, guys, we want to be part of it. And if you don't know the team at Al Hub Tour Motors, they're unbelievable. They really, truly are. And they've got some of the best vehicles in the world. Now, the cars are downstairs. All right?
Wait, they're here right now.
They're already here.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
So there's two of them that we've got. We're going to go see. Now, you might want to know what car you could be winning. Or should I say getting?
Yeah.
We're going to reveal all very, very soon. But there's so many of you. Rizek, how you feeling, man?
Guys, really, this is really, really very inspirational. Well done. And I hope, like, the right people that lost their car will get back on the road. So, well done, guys. Can't say more than this is really inspirational.
Thank you, brother. Mm, appreciate it, man. Yeah, listen, we want to be able to... It's Dubai Gives Back, and Virgin Radio 104.4 is Dubai. It is the UAE.
Yeah.
You know, so we're here for you guys. There's a lot of calls coming in. We'll take some. And then what we're going to do in the next 10 minutes, let's go live on Instagram.
Love it.
Let's go downstairs.
Cool.
Maybe, Rossi, you can go see the cars.
Yeah.
All right, they're not for you, Ross.
Okay.
All right, they're not for you.
Okay.
Dubai Gives Back on Virgin Radio 104.4. Big shout out to Al Hub Tour Motors helping us do it. Get to virginradiodubai.com right now. 20 cars. Can you believe it?
The UAE experienced its heaviest rainfall on record.
People stuck everywhere.
Have we seen the worst of it?
April 16th.
Stay safe.
2 years of rain fell in one day.
Stay home.
With 50,000 flooded cars across the Emirates.
My heart is really pounding.
I was crying on my car.
Everything is gone.
We've got 20 brand new cars ready to hand over to people who really need them.
Including registration, insurance, and everything you need to get back on the road.
We want to help those who need it the most.
Dubai
gives
back on Virgin Radio.
In partnership with Al Haptor Motors.
Yeah, you heard it right. We made that announcement. It's massive. 20 brand new cars. 20 brand new cars. 20
crazy
brand new cars. Dubai Gives Back, only on Virgin Radio. You know the deal. We are looking for people that lost their cars in the flood. People that can't afford to get back up on the road. There are some unfortunate horror stories, and we want to be there on Virgin Radio. We want to be here right here on the Chris Fade Show. Pretty Rossi, myself. We want to be able to help you guys out. 20 brand new cars. We got 10 at Virgin Radio, and then the other 10, the guys at Hub Tour Motors. Can you believe it? Al Hub Tour Motors said, guys, we're donating 10. They're brand new. They're downstairs. We're about to go and have a look at them. We're looking for people that really need them, though.
Exactly.
Don't be telling us that, you know, oh, yeah, I'm just waiting for insurance, or, oh, yeah, my G-Wagon just got buried. Like, come on. We're looking for people that really, really need them, that don't have enough cash flow to get that car back on the road. It could be risking their own job because they don't have a car anymore.
Exactly.
Go to virginradiodubai.com. Tell us your story. And we want to know.
Yeah, and we are going to vet the process. We want to know the details about your car. Show us what your car looks like.
Yeah, I'm asking for lots. Well, I want pictures. I want to know what you do for work. I want to know who lives in your house. Like, we want to make sure that the right people across the country that really, truly need it, get it. It's called Dubai Gives Back, and it does. And it happens only here on Virgin Radio 104.4. All right? Feta, I'm feeling good about this moment, right?
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Feta. I'm feeling good. How about you?
Hi, Chris. I mean, it's great. I think you guys are just insane. 20 cars for 20 people who need it. I mean, I think that's the best anyone can wake up for.
It's crazy. It's crazy, huh? 20 cars. Can you believe it? 20
cars. I just hope all companies as well start doing the same. Help people from what happened a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
This is all what Dubai needs right now.
And you know what? Like, We want a domino effect of this.
Mm.
We want this to domino effect and continue, so we keep helping more people across the country. And 100%. Not even just flood related. I'm just saying in general, the UAE is a special country.
Yeah.
And we help each other out. So this is a little... I believe this will continue somehow.
Sparking something different.
Maya, you lost your car. You lost your car in the floods, right?
Yes, I did. We had it parked and... When we could leave the house, it was full of water.
Oh my gosh.
I'm super excited that we just got one. Super excited.
So you, this was a...
Thank you so much. Thank you, Virgin Radio.
What do you mean? You haven't won the car yet.
All right. Yeah.
What's... Hold on. Did you think you won a car already?
Sorry, thank you.
So, hold on, mate. I want to get to know your story because you may be getting a car at some stage. Who knows? But so, what's happened? You had a car and you lost it in the floods.
Yes.
What's up?
When we were able to leave the house, we went out and the car was full of water.
What type of car was it?
To see if we can fix it, Infiniti.
So you had an Infiniti, and then what? The insurance looking after it?
No, we had the insurance, like the minimum one. I don't know which one, but like the one against party. The others. Yeah,
there's a lot. Listen, there's so many people that I'm hearing these stories about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, Maya, you've got to go to virginradiodubai.com, upload your story, all right? Send some pictures.
All right.
Then our team, over the next 24 hours, will be calling back a few of you. Now, as Pretty said, we're really like, we're digging deep. We are digging deep to make sure that the right people win this.
Yes, because this is Dubai Gives Back, and you want to give back to the people who need it the most.
Noor, tell me your story.
Hi, guys. Good morning. First of all, you guys are amazing for doing this for everyone. So it didn't actually happen to me. It happened to one of my best friends. She lost her car, and it was stranded in Wooden. It wasn't only her car that was damaged, her whole house. So they had left to a hotel, and while the car was stranded, it got hit. So, like, there's literally no more hope in getting the car fixed.
Can she afford to get a new one?
Well, at this time, no, because her husband got laid off. So,
her
life's a mess right now. Yeah. And it was her birthday last week. And
so, can you tell your bestie to go to virginradiodubai.com and upload? And tell us the story.
Yeah, of course.
Okay?
Yeah, sure.
Tomorrow morning, 7:30, we give away a first car. We have, guys, you may have not heard us right. Some of you think that we've said it incorrectly. We have 20 brand new cars to give away. 20 brand new cars right here. The Chris Fade Show. Virgin Radio. Go to our website. Upload it. Up next, Ross.
Yes.
Should we go live on Instagram?
I'll go down. Let's do it.
We've got the brand new cars downstairs. Let's go check them out.
It's Virgin Radio 104.4. We've got Chris Fade live down there. Good morning, Chris.
Okay, are we live? We're live right now. This is amazing. This is, it's what a beautiful moment. Beautiful morning, by the way. I'm out here in the Virgin Radio Dubai car park. Are we live right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so go to, Everybody, go to Virgin Radio DXB on Instagram. We are live on our accounts. Are we live on the Chris Fade Show as well? Oh, I love that. Okay. So we're live on both accounts right now, Chris Fade Show and Virgin Radio on Instagram. The reason why, we've just announced that we're giving away 20 brand new cars. And the reason why we're doing this is for a very special moment. It's for the floods, right?
Mm-hmm.
Many people lost their cars. I mean, many people lost many things, but many people have lost their cars. And we want, right here on Virgin Radio, to be able to give back, all right? Dubai gives back. We got 10 cars from Virgin Radio. Then Al Haptor Motors said, you know what? We want to give away another 10. And so here we are right now with the two brand new cars. There's two different types. And again, thank you to Al Haptor Motors. First one, we've got the Mitsubishi Attrage. Look at this vehicle, guys. If you can see this on Instagram right now, it is sexy. It's a good car. It's a big, strong five-seater. Are they locked? They haven't let me in. Oh, I want to open it. Who's got the keys? Where are the keys to the car?
It looks so good.
It's a beautiful car, and it's got all the options that you know, your basic options that you need. It's got the reverse sensors on it. It's a sexy gray color. We're going to have 10 of these to give away, the Mitsubishi Arrage. And then you've got this baby, the JAC, all right? This is the JAC S3 Plus. This is a hot-looking car, a little bit bigger, great as a family car,
yeah.
But also great just as a, you know, if you're single or you're a young couple. These two cars are unbelievable. So the JAC and the Mitsubishi are the two different types of cars that we're giving away. We've got 10 and 10, all right? 10 and 10. So 20 brand new cars. How do you win them, pretty? Tell us.
Go to virginradiodubai.com and tell us your story. And when we say that, we want to know all the details. We want to see pictures. We are going to be vetting this rigorously. Go to virginradiodubai.com now and submit your story.
So I keep using the word win, and I got to stop doing that because it's not a win. It's a give back, right? We want to give this to somebody. Did you lose your car in the Dubai or the UAE floods and you don't have enough cash, or you're in a position where you can't actually sort of like get a brand new car? We want to be able to give back, and this is what it's all about. So go to virginradiodubai.com, tell us your story. You'll have to upload pictures of your car. We really are going to look into this, all right? Spread the word. You may know, it may not be you, it may be someone that you know. Spread the word and let everyone in and let them know what we're doing here on Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. Our first car, we begin to give away tomorrow morning at 7:30. All right. Now, apart from that, they've put beautiful flags of Virgin Radio all here.
Oh. Yeah.
Who is strategic? Rossi,
yeah.
Who strategically put your face right behind the main one?
Oh my
no,
God.
I didn't even know about this promotion thing that we're giving back. So why?
I'm trying to move the flag.
That's not. No, leave it.
Look, they put Rossi like.
It's right there.
Leave it there. If it looks good.
No, I can't move.
Do I look exactly the same?
No.
We're going to move these flags. All right,
Chris.
Do you want to? Yeah.
What are you doing? Stop.
We've put him right behind, like, he's going to get all the exposure. He's done this. Rossi's done this.
I didn't know anything about this whole thing. For once, it's not me.
Who's got the keys to the car?
I can't help it if I'm the boss's favorite. You know
just
what I mean?
Relax.
Exactly. All right. I'll throw back to the session. I'll come back up here. But, guys, on a serious note, you know, this is about giving back to the community of the UAE. If you know anyone that's lost their car in the floods and they can't get a new one, they can't afford a new one, go to virginradiodubai.com. We have 20, you're hearing me say this right, 20 brand new cars to give away.
We announced at 7:30 this morning something that we are doing here on Virgin Radio. It's called Dubai Gives Back. We went out and got 10 cars. Virgin Radio went out and got 10 cars because we knew that we had to give back to the UAE. So many of you have lost your vehicles in those floods. I lost mine. Unrepairable, they're telling me.
It's gone.
Yeah, I remember seeing the photos of your engine.
Yeah, my insurance, not sure if they're going to cover it. But here's the difference. I can afford to get a new car. I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'm okay, guys. But there are people that are in my exact position that don't have the cash flow to be able to get another car. And this is why we at Virgin Radio wanted to do this. We want to give back. We want to give people a brand new car. We have 10 to give away. As soon as we went out and got the cars from Al Hubtor Motors, those guys were like, hey, we'll donate 10 as well. So thank you. Give them a big round of applause. Yeah. Thank you, Al Hubtor Motors.
Well done. And I like what you said earlier, Chris. You know, we're hoping this is going to be the domino effect.
Yeah, the, more companies coming out to help each other out. Yeah,
the thing that starts something completely different, because the UAE is such a community. Yeah. All we want to do is help each other out, and especially those who really, really, truly need the help. So virginradiodubai.com is where you go to tell us your story.
So we've got 20 cars, 20 brand new cars to give away. Maybe to help that family that lives in Sharjah that just needs that car to get to work so they can make money to pay for the kids' schooling. Could be a single lady living in Dubai, doing all she can to get by. She may send money home and she needs this car to continue her life. Could be a family in Abu Dhabi. Could be someone that lives in Fujairah. Could be an elderly couple living in Ajman. Who lost their car? Who can't afford to get a new one? Let us here at Virgin Radio, alongside Al Hubtor Motors, here on the Chris Fade Show, give back and give you a brand new car. Man, I love this. Yasmin.
Hello. Hi, Chris.
You heard this and you just thought, man, this is me. This is my story right here.
Yes. I just heard you. I just woke up from sleep to feed my baby, my newborn baby. And I was just like, when I just saw your live, it just brought me in tears because I just lost my car recently. And I really wanted to get back to work, but I'm stuck because I'm living in Ajman. There's no metro here, no buses near the area I live in. So I was really feeling bad, and you know, and so suddenly when I saw your post, I was like, maybe this is from God. Like, you are doing so much for the community. Like, even if I don't win it, like, I really appreciate what you guys are doing, you know?
Thanks, Yasmin. So you're a new mother. How old's the baby?
My baby, she was born on Jan 12, like just 3 days before my birthday. And she's like 3.5 months.
Yeah. And are you able to get to work right now?
No, actually, I'm not working. I'm currently, you know, just hoping to get my car fixed somehow so I can start looking for a job.
All right, well, listen, you go to virginradiodubai.com, upload your stories, upload the photos of your vehicle, upload all the information that we ask you for.
Yeah.
And you never know. Tomorrow morning, 7:30, car number 1 of 20 will be given away.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so get on there. Go to virginradiodubai.com. Yasmin, God bless you and the family. Amira, you lost your car as well in the Dubai floods?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Where'd you lose your car?
Yeah, I lost it in Sharjah, Al Wahda Street, beside city center.
What car? What type of car was it?
It is James Acadia. Still, that I'm paying the installment.
Mm.
And I stuck there. That I'm living in Ajman. I'm working in Sheikh Zayed Road. It is still in the without information. I cannot get the report.
So you're paying a car off that you don't even have anymore.
Oh, that's the worst.
No, that's horrible. Are you alone? Are you with a family? Tell me more about yourself, Amira.
I am with my family, actually. I have 4 sons.
Yeah.
And 2 in the school, or 1 in university. Mm-hmm. And the 2 in the school, that one is going sometime by taxi, one is going by bus. One I sent him by walking, because the school is nearby, like 1 kilo.
Yeah, you need that car, huh? All right, Amira, your story as well. Please go to virginradiodubai.com. All right, do that for me. Upload all the information that we ask you to do, and hopefully we can get you a brand new car as well, okay?
Thank you very much, and thank you for giving us this chance. I appreciate it, and thank you for everyone.
Pleasure. Virgin Radio 104.4, Dubai Gives Back, alongside Al Hubtor Motors, here on the Chris Fade Show. 20 brand new cars to give away. Go to virginradiodubai.com. Tell us your story. 20 brand new cars. Dubai Gives Back with Al Hubtor Motors and us here on Virgin Radio. I'm getting a lot of WhatsApps come through, and a lot of you were telling us your story about how your car got flooded and lost. And as much as I appreciate these WhatsApps, You need to go to virginradiodubai.com and apply.
Yeah, yeah, so we're old school.
As soon as you see, go to the website at virginradiodubai.com, the first thing that you will see is Dubai Gives Back. Just click on that and you need to give us all of your details. We want pictures. We want the whole story. So make sure you go there now. Rossi, yeah, stop it.
Rossi, stop it trying to apply. No, like, you know, you said we're old school. And, you know, the reason why we've got you doing this on virginradiodubai.com, we really want to make sure that whoever gets the brand new car really deserves it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in life, no matter where you are, there will be people trying to, like, bend the system, go behind, pretend they need a car. We want to make sure that the person that actually gets the brand new car,
yeah,
really needs the brand new car.
Absolutely.
All right, that's what it's all about. It's 8:28. Good morning. We're live. Natalie, you need this, huh?
Yes, so much. My husband lost his job 3 years ago, and we got 2 cars, not only one, flooded.
My gosh, your husband lost his job 2 years ago and you lost 2 of your cars in the flood.
Yeah, we are paying still a loan for a one that no report come in. One, we have the report that it's total loss. And one, we are still waiting the report. We've been 3 days, even the building door is not open to check the cars. We thought that it's been lost totally, like we cannot even see them from the window of the building. On Thursday evening, the flood starts to go away and we start to open the building door so we can go and see how the car is going. All the seats are being like flooded on the water. The seats all are covered. We got a recovery and they got them, and then one, it's totally lost.
All right, so you need the help. All right, listen, this story, Natalie, you got to go to virginradiodubai.com right now, upload it, send us the pics, everything else that we require, and we'll get this done. Okay, let's see how we go. Good luck to you, and thank you for sharing your story, and I'm so sorry that you've gone through this as well. So blessings to you and the family. Go to virginradiodubai.com, upload your story. We've got more of this coming up next, okay? We got honestly hundreds of calls coming in.
Yes.
Hundreds of calls
but
coming in.
But please do not forget to go to virginradiodubai.com to register your story.
And don't waste our time.
Yeah.
No, like, I'm being serious. Don't put up a picture of, like, as I said, like, you know, a 2018 model Mercedes or a BMW. Like, you obviously have enough cash to be able to afford the payments on that or whatever it is. Like, we're looking for people that really, truly need this. It's called Dubai Gives Back. It's here with Virgin Radio, Al Hub Tour Motors.
The UAE experience, it's heaviest.
Dubai gives back on Virgin Radio
in partnership with Al Haptor Motors.
Yeah, if you missed that announcement, spread the word. You heard Virgin Radio, 20 brand new cars we are giving away to people that actually need it, though. If you lost your car in the floods, that's what it's all about. You know, when those floods happened, we all knew how everybody was affected, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
We were affected here as a team. Some of us couldn't get to work. I lost my car. Like, we all understood it. So when things like that happen, being like, you know, the radio station that everyone turns on in the country, we know that we have to give back. So we sat down with, like, management, with marketing, with all the presenters, and we thought, how could we do this? And then we thought about the car deal, and then bang. 4 days later, we got 20 brand new cars to give away. We had 10 from Virgin Radio. The other 10, Al Hub Tour Motors, thank you. They donated another 10, and they said, we want to be part of this movement. Dubai Gives Back. It is only on Virgin Radio 104.4. How do you register to get this brand new car? You've got to go to virginradiodubai.com, right, guys? That's it?
Exactly. Yep. And tell us your story. We want to see the pictures. We want to know the details. Tell us what's going on. virginradiodubai.com. If you know someone in your circle who you think could use this, let them know as well.
Now, we are going to be doing a little bit of homework on you, though, with those entries, because we want to make sure that whoever gets the brand new car deserves it and really needs it. So we are going to be asking, you know, a bunch of questions from you.
Yeah.
Sarah, you've got in contact with us through the station right now. You lost your car, did you?
Yes.
Yeah, Sarah, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Did you lose your car? Did you?
Yeah, I did. It was like drowned in the basement. It was a very, very bad story.
Mm. Oh no! Did the water like actually go over the top of your car then? Basically.
Yeah, from floor to ceiling.
Oh, it was so actually bad.
Yeah, they actually the management of the building they managed to build a sand wall. And then one like selfish tenant decided to break that wall just to park his car in the basement. Not in the basement, in the tower.
Was it a white Corolla?
Sorry?
Was it a white Corolla?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just seen your photo. You've already entered. Good on you, because I was going to tell you, Sarah, to get online and go to this. You've already done it. We can see the entries. We're looking at every single. We're taking this seriously, Sarah.
Yeah.
So that was, yeah, I mean, that car looked like, from the photo that we've just seen, it did look like it was buried from bottom of the tire to the top of the roof. Wow. So are they calling it a write-off, right? They won't be able to repair that.
Yeah, that photo was like after 5 days of them trying to pull out the water, you know?
Wow. And do you have insurance on it? Will the insurance keep it or do anything to help you?
Nothing. Like, I sent to the insurance, but no one is replying. Nothing is happening, you know? It's just everything is on hold for almost more than a week now.
Well, listen, Sarah, we see your entry. Let's see what happens. Thank you for entering. And, you know, inshallah, we can be on this phone one day giving you that brand new car, okay? So thank you for entering, guys. Go to virginradiodubai.com, enter, show us those pics, tell us more about yourself, and then we'll take it from there. 20 brand new cars. They're downstairs. They're beautiful, by the way. It's a Mitsubishi Attrage, which I like.
Yeah.
And then we've got this beautiful JAC. It is a beautiful-looking car.
Yeah, they're really, really good cars.
Spacious. They get you from A to B, really good and on fuel as well. So good luck. Go to virginradiodubai.com.
Virgin Radio.
Rossi, apart from everything else we've been doing today, really wanted to do this challenge, Kit Kats and ketchup.
I haven't tried it yet, but apparently if you get some ketchup, stick it on top of your Kit Kat and eat it together, it's a taste sensation.
Guys, I'm really sorry, but it's already making me want to.
You've got
to
do this.
Well, we've got to try it. We've got to try it. But I just want to express my disappointment with Kit Kat, first of all.
Okay.
Because foil is no longer gone, no longer on there.
What foil?
There used to be like foil on a Kit Kat and like...
I don't think the foil has been on there in about 20 years, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Rossi, just have a break.
No, like,
just take a break.
Don't you remember the foil? Yes, you used to run your finger over it.
Am I the only one that knows that?
Yes, yes.
Have a break, have a Kit Kat.
That's their whole slogan.
Oh, yeah, well, someone had to finish it.
Can
I do it again? Just have a break.
Have a Kit Kat.
Okay. Right. So you done? Right, okay, cool. Here we go. Catch. Think fast, pretty. Adam, are you going to do it?
No, I'll just watch you.
Okay.
Okay. Adam Adine in the studio. He's filling for. Are you still filling in for Maz tonight?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You're a little early for the show.
He gets in early for the show. He's on at 7 o'clock tonight.
Like, can you just tell us? I mean, because I've seen you sleeping on the couch. Are you homeless?
I won't answer that. I'm not allowed to answer that.
All right. So, Rossi is going to give this a go. Hold on.
How much? Oh my! I think I'm gonna. It's gonna happen.
Okay. Are we doing it together? Or?
Oh, well, I've just put together. Mine on. I've got mine on. Yeah, I'll take the
okay,
ketchup.
Hold on,
what do you call this, Chris? By the way.
Yeah. Say it.
We would call it tomato sauce.
Okay.
But I've now, over the years, living with enough Americans around me.
Yeah.
But say I do call it ketchup.
Ketchup.
It's not ketchup.
It's ketchup.
It's ketchup.
Guys. Oh, if I could use profanity, I'd be using it right now.
Use it,
like,
go on.
This would be the perfect time to
come
use it.
Come on!
All right, here we go. I'm putting the ketchup. tomato sauce.
I really want to.
All right, there we go.
That doesn't look nice at all. I don't know how.
Here we go, guys. That's for the camera.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready to take a bite?
No.
Chris, pretty.
Hold on. Where did you see this? Why are we doing this?
TikTok.
Get him off TikTok.
I love it. Stuff comes up all the time. All right. Conspiracy theories and eating challenges.
Okay, Pretty, you're not allowed to go yet. Pretty, wait. We'll go first.
Okay.
And then we'll let Pretty go.
Why? No. Just do it together.
No, you got to do it on
here
your own.
Here we go.
On
your marks, set, go.
I'm going to throw up. I can smell it. Ooh, it smells like ketchup. Oh, the chewing sound.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, like who came up with that?
It's horrible. Like who's, I mean.
Go pretty soon. Here we go. How much ketchup you got? Oh, that is pathetic. Put some more ketchup on that. You couldn't even see it. It's like, that looked like the size of Rossi's pay packet.
What? It's funny because it's true. be
quiet.
What's it meant to taste like?
Can you just be quiet? Hold on. Pretty, you can do this.
Go, pretty.
Oh, pretty.
Oh, she's going to vomit.
Pretty.
Pretty's going to vomit. Take her the pen. She took a massive bite as well. Fairly large mouth for such a small individual as well.
That is the most disgusting thing.
Love it.
German billionaire declared dead in 2021 is found living with his mistress.
Sorry, I'm laughing.
How crazy is that?
Wow. So he, what, did he pretend to die?
Let me tell you what happened here.
Okay.
Karl Erwan Hobb is a German-American billionaire, allegedly, who was believed to be dead after going on a skiing hike on his own in the Alps in 2018. He was reported missing and never seen again. He was 58 years old at the time. He got on a ski lift. He went up to this big, big mountain, Matterhorn Mountain, back in April 2018.
Okay.
He was on the ski lift alone. He got off it at the top. Never came back down. Authorities, including a team of alpine rescuers.
That's terrible.
Five helicopters searched 6 days, but his body was never found. In 2021, he was declared legally dead by a German court, leaving behind his wife, two children, and his company, his retail giant, Tengelmann Group, which had more than 75,000 employees.
So what happened to the company?
I don't know, but they they found him alive, guys. They found him alive.
How did they
now,
say...
Can I just say, this has come from... social media, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's all allegedly.
Right, right, right.
From Business Day is it's a fairly large page as well. That's like sort of reporting it. But he's gone out and he's pretended that he was dead. Like how much do you hate your wife?
Just your life in general, your kids, the company.
And then he just, I mean, I understand. I do understand he's probably got a lot going on and he's probably got too much on his plate and I can't go on with life. I understand moments where life may get too much and you wish you could run away and...
He did it, though.
But you actually go ahead and do it and you pretend and you have people search for you.
So what did he do for money? Did he just like hide, stash away money all over just, all those
just
years?
Just had secret monies and then knew planned, what he was doing.
And then planned this escape.
Him and his mistress hanging out.
There's got to be a better way.
It could be a movie though, right?
Well, there's 100%. A TV series in the UK about a man who went on his canoe off the coast of England and disappeared because he wanted to claim the insurance money to get out of all this debt.
And what happened?
He ran away to Panama and then he got found in Panama.
Is this a true story?
True story, yeah.
No way.
How could you be comfortable living
a lie?
Yeah, like you'd always have your head over your shoulders, the back of your head.
Yeah.
Like you'd always be looking at the back of your shoulders, making sure like
no
you're
one
gonna
recognizes
be seen.
You.
Yeah.
You know, 40 years ago, a lot easier.
True.
Yeah, yeah.
40
yeah.
years ago, no social media, none of the technology around. You could literally just get on a plane, probably, change a fake passport, move to a country, no one would ever know where you are.
And you can just like make this story about your life, and that's now officially the story of your life. But
saddest part, mistress, like they would have, I mean, the wife and the kids crying over you.
Yes, that's the thing. Like they mourned your death.
It's a horrible human.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Terrible.
No ideas, Rossi, okay?
Don't you dare.
Didn't Liz just ask you to get life insurance?
She did, yeah.
Like she was really forcing you to
She's also booked me a skydive.
That is it for us here on the Chris Faye Show for today. We're back later tonight and we're back tomorrow. But I just want to say thank you to the UAE for coming together and helping put things like this together, what we're doing. We're giving away 20 brand new cars. More details, go to virginradiodubai.com. We are looking for people that have truly lost their cars in the floods and truly don't have enough cash to get a new one.
Spread the word today. If you know someone, maybe in your offices, in your circle, that could really use this, please tell them to go and upload their stories at virginradiodubai.com.
I'm looking at our WhatsApp line here and hundreds of messages this morning from people just saying thank you, to people saying, I need that car. Mm-hmm. Again, thank you, guys. Spread the word. Tell them what we're doing here on Virgin Radio. Tell them to tune into the Chris Fade Show tomorrow morning at 7:30 because we give away our first car tomorrow morning. It's going to be special, huh?
I'm so excited about this.
Same with me. All right, Eddie's up next. Have yourselves a great day. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.